Can the financial house you build for retirement withstand all the storms? Welcome to Wealth Creator Radio. I'm Lou Anne Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and we know you have a lot of questions right now about retirement, maybe the one I just asked. Today on Wealth Creator Radio, we're going to give you some great ideas for your retirement. And of course, we do want you to remember Eric's phone number. It is 800-454-1184. Today, you'll hear all about Eric's blueprint to worryless wealth. And getting this blueprint can help you with some of your very concerns about retirement. We'll tell you all about that throughout the show. If there is something you'd like to specifically address, then of course reach out to us at 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or find us online anytime at wealthcreatorradio.com. And with that, Eric, great to be here with you.
Oh, it's great to be here always and helping people figure out how to go forward with their financial lives and what to do. And, you know, we all remember the story or the fairy tale of the three little pigs and the big bad wolf. And, you know, that wolf would huff and puff and blow every house down except for the one that was built strong.
Yeah.
And that financial house is the thing that you want to, you know, make sure your retirement is built as strong, because you don't want your retirement to fall down halfway through it, for sure.
Exactly. It needs to withstand every storm. Why is it so important to build that sturdy financial house, Eric?
Well, I mean, we used to, you know, think retirement of 5 or 10 years was long. And now, wow, it could be 30, 40 years potentially for how long your retirement's going to be there. And you know, if you don't have it set up right and you don't have the things done right, it could be less than, you know, less than ideal, right? I mean, you really want to make sure that you have this lifestyle that you want, that you're able to live the way you want to do things. And, you know, maybe you're not doing lifestyles of the rich and famous, but at least you're, you know, doing the stuff you wanted to do and enjoying friends and family and doing the things that you had always dreamed of and you worked all those years to do. So sadly enough, a lot of people don't take the time to really think about their own financial house and how to build it and what steps, you know, just like any other house, you want to, you know, go through that whole process and make sure it's done right. And if it's not, it can be pretty ugly and unfortunately not the type of retirement, you know, you really want to have.
You know, Eric, we built our house. We lived in it for 8 years. Now we've moved from there. But when we did build it, the very first thing I did was pick out the plan, which was so much fun. I went through a book. I wanted a house with two stories, a master bedroom on the first floor, a bonus room for the kids and all that. When you compare that to trying to build a strong financial house, where do we start?
Yeah, well, it's very similar. I mean, it ideally should start with a plan. Now, the hard part is, yeah, when you first start out in your career, your life, right, you get a job and hopefully you have a 401k or an IRA at some point and you start putting money into it. You don't really have a plan. I hope there's some more money there later on. And that's all, that's kind of as the how in depth your plan got. And then, you know, maybe you've got kids along the way and other things. And so maybe you're planning for some of those costs. But again, still, you know, that's something that we're building for our retirement. So we'll figure out those plans later. And so you just kind of keep doing that. And then it tends to be probably for most people I find in their 50s, sometimes either early 50s, mid 50s or whatever, definitely in their 60s. That's when they're starting to try to really visualize that, you know, what that retirement's going to look like. And then that's when they start going, oh my gosh, I have to, you know, have a plan to really do something there to get that going, right? Yeah, you can't just say, oh yeah, I like all these walls. What about the roof and what about the electricity and plumbing? And, you know, there's a lot more to a house, right, than just what it looks like from the sides. And so, yeah, that's when you start needing to have that plan put into place. And, you know, obviously there's some key things. You know, how do you have some money that's guaranteed, some foundational assets that can't go away, that will be there forever, that won't go down when the market crashes, either a dot-com crash or a, you know, great recession and financial crisis crash, pandemic crash. I mean, name your favorite crash du jour. There's plenty of places where, you know, we've seen that, you know, your finances can go down. So we want to have a good foundation to base off of that money and base that retirement on. You know, then you want to start building the walls and stuff. So, you know, really what you want to do is make sure you've got that plan done. You know, start thinking about that plan. And, you know, once you have that plan, it's everything else kind of falls into place, right? Because then it's, you know, just, I mean, if you're building an actual house, obviously you're hiring a contractor and say, okay, hey, this is what I want here and this is what I want there. And they look at the plans and they can go back and go, oh, yeah, you know, this is pretty easy to do. And so, you know, that's one of the things that you want to have done. And, you know, anything that we do, I mean, like one of my hobbies is cycling, and I do a lot of riding. I'm still on my mission to ride 50 miles in all 50 states. And, you know, every time I do one of these rides, I have a plan. I have a route. Never once does it come as I planned. There's always something that happens, something that changes it. But, you know, that's, you know, just like with building, you know, there's going to be something that comes up. But at least I had a plan. At least I know where I'm roughly going. I know what I'm trying to accomplish. And so it makes it a lot easier. So you can't predict everything and say go right or wrong in the plan, but at least having that plan allows you to go back to that and say, oh, okay, you know, if my route was off or this isn't going to work out this way, we need to move this wall over, you know, same type of thing. So, you know, once you have that plan, life is easy to meet and address all these things that come at you. So, you know, most planning in the financial planning industry, it's usually about anywhere from 500 to 2,000 or more to get the one of these plans set up and done. Now, one of the things that we've been trying to do with at Heckman Financial is really try to get this information out more to people. And so we've actually developed a process where we have a first meeting where we kind of just find out what you're worried about, what are your concerns. And then we have a strategy session, say, okay, here is where your plan is headed. You have one. You don't know you have a plan, but you actually do. So we'll tell you what plan you're on. We'll tell you some of the goods and bad things on that plan. And then at the end of that second meeting, that's when you've learned a lot about what you already have. That's when you decide, hey, do you want to work with us or not? But again, there's normally that cost, that upfront fee has been waived. So for people listening to the radio station today or the podcast, you know, we do this with no cost, no fee. So again, if you want to set up a time, all you have to do is leave us a message at 800-454-1184. Again, it's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
You know, after we selected the house plan that we wanted, then we had to take it to an architect so she could customize it to our lot and make that blueprint. So should we get help when we're trying to create that blueprint for retirement?
Yeah, well, exactly. I mean, that's what our process is called, the Blueprint to Worry Less Wealth, because we want you to worry less about your portfolio and your finances and more about, you know, where to go on vacation or how to have more fun. And so, yeah, I think that's one of the big critical things. I mean, lots of times people may have been working with somebody and they think they may have a plan. Lots of times those people are more just investment counselors and they're not really talking about the overall planning aspects, not talking about taxes, not talking about legacy, healthcare issues. You know, how does your income affect your Medicare premiums? All these little things that kind of tie in together, which a blueprint can go over, but just little components may miss a lot of that. So if you wanted to get that review of that plan and or maybe just get a real blueprint, you know, combined and built for you, that's one of the things that we can do here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, all you have to do is give us a call. We'll set up a time. Again, no cost, no obligation. 800-454-1184. Again, leave us a message at 800-454-1184 or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial continues right after this.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Thank you for joining us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. And Eric does this show every single week with the hopes of answering your questions about retirement. We're going to start off right now with a financial fail. We don't want to be negative, but this is something that we can learn from. These are experiences that people have had. Eric, you tell us about them, and then we can always go, okay, guess I won't be doing that. So what financial fail do you have for us today?
Yeah, well, I mean, this one's one I think I've mentioned maybe in the past, but basically it was a client back in the dot-com days where he'd had so much options in a big company downtown San Jose that he could pretty much retire. So we developed a 5-year retirement plan. Now, the hard part was his $3 billion of options. We just had to sell those, and he'd have to pay like $1 million in taxes, which is really painful.
Wow.
But you know, that way, you know, he would be able to do this plan. Well, we went through the plan, did all the planning part, and he's just like, I can't pay that tax. So he sold $500,000 worth, bought some stuff, and didn't really even invest it. The remaining $2.5 million quickly became $500,000. He ended up working almost 15 years, not five, because of that huge drop and that huge, you know, downhill. And so, you know, anytime you're, you know, I mean, markets are funny, right? I mean, there's some times where some stocks are great and some stocks are awful and they shoot up. And, you know, one of the things that I think's most critical is anytime you have a lot of money in any one company, just start selling some off. And it may be annoying, it may be depressing because then all of a sudden it shot back up, right? And you could have made more.
Mm-hmm.
That's just kind of like, you know, the kid in the candy store. Hold it, I could eat more. Mm-hmm. No, at some point your stomach's going to blow. Right?
Yeah.
So, hey, if you got some profits, you made some money, take it, diversify it, and then make sure you keep it. And you know, my clients that have done that have been way more successful and way less stressed than the ones that have just tried to let it all ride at one company. And unfortunately, I've seen it way too many times with big, huge companies that no way could they ever go down. And then they went down. Mm. So, yeah. So there is no guaranteed company or guaranteed stock for sure.
Right. So that's the thing to keep in mind. So I want to just give your phone number out, Eric. It's 800-454-1184. And every week, Eric gives us a story of something that we can learn from. If you have your own questions about retirement, of course, you may call Eric anytime at this number, 800-454-1184. Better yet, set up an appointment with him. Go in and visit with him in person about your retirement. He's offering you a discovery visit complimentary today, like he does every week on our show. We're talking today about how your retirement needs to be solid, just like the way you would build a house, right? You want your house to be solid. First of all, Eric, in just talking about your home, your house, what's the favorite part of your house?
I guess our pool. I mean, it's always nice to be swimming, especially when it's nice and warm.
Yes. I'm telling you, that was my dream, to always have a pool. But when we were building our home, you know, we were looking around at homes and we found this one house that did have a pool and I wanted it so badly, but it had a crack in the foundation when you went down to the basement. And we asked my father-in-law to come look at it. He was a builder. And he told my husband, you kids can make your own decision. You know, you don't need me. And my husband was like, we really need you to check this basement out. When he came down and saw that crack, he's like, oh, no, you cannot buy this house. So anyway, I was pretty bummed because it had a really nice pool and that's what I wanted. So we know the foundation is the most boring part probably of the house because it's a slab of concrete and, you know, all that. But you have to have a solid foundation, right? So what needs to make up that foundation so our retirement can last, Eric?
Well, once upon a time, it was a pension. Mm-hmm. Oops, right? No,
yeah.
Most of us don't have those now.
Right.
And Social Security is, you know, a government program that should be there always in some format. But, you know, there's a lot of pressures on that program and especially down the road. So, you know, that's something that will help, but it's not going to be by any means the only thing that you need to have to live on and be able to survive on. And so, yeah, then really you're talking about how do you have some other guaranteed money? How do you have some money that's always going to be there? Obviously, you can use the banks, and, you know, the banks have been horrifically low for, you know, more than a decade now, you know, that the interest rates have been very, very low. So, you know, the 5% and 6% and 7% CDs just don't exist, right? So,
right.
So that's not going to be something where you can easily retire on. Government bonds, again, just like bank rates have been super low. So again, you can't just buy a bunch of treasuries and live off those earnings. And so then lastly, the only thing that leaves is insurance companies. And insurance companies do have some really great products. There's some great products. You have to be careful. I mean, you don't want the variable kind. You usually want the fixed kind. But yeah, if you look for the right ones and you know all the little tricks and the little gotchas and you feel comfortable with all that, then they can be a great way to basically buy your own pension or buy your own income and have a reserve of money that can't go away. And man, I just cannot really tell people how critical that is when times are tight. Because when things get bad, that's when a financial planner should be really showing how great their planning was. And if their plan tells you to hold on, you know, that's not a plan. I mean, that's like somebody on the side of a cliff saying, you know, oh, well, my plan is just to tell you to hold on. No. How about get a rope or something, right?
Exactly.
And so, you know, if you don't have a good foundation, that's literally going to be the message that people are going to tell you is just hold on. But if you have a good foundation, then it's like, hold it. We've got some money here. We've got some access to cash that we can take, and it's not going to hurt us because we've built that good foundation. And it's not built on all hopes and dreams and hoping everything goes up. So, you know, yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest critical things is, you know, making sure that there's some income there for the rest of your life. And, you know, one of the things that we can actually do for people is look at an income security analysis. And so really what this is a way to, you know, make sure not only did you build those assets, but did you build assets that you have the ability to turn on income? Again, that's the ability to generate income from your assets. That is the most critical part. It's not how many points on the scoreboard you got. It's how much dollars coming into your mailbox every month or nowadays your checking account, right? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, that's one of the things that we want to do and so one of the things we can look at is, okay, well, of your assets right now, how much income can we guarantee? How much income, you know, is going to be there? And what percentage of your spending does that make up? And if it only makes up 20 or 30 or 40% of your spending, that means you got a lot of risk in terms of how you're going to get money to live on. If it makes up 80 or 90% of your money, then it means you're pretty safe for retirement, right? So, you know, if you want to have that analysis done and you want to look at that income security question and have an answer to that, you know, will my money last? Will I run out of money? Biggest questions always for retirement. And this income security analysis can help you tell that answer to you. Again, no cost, no obligation. All you have to do is give us a call and leave us a message, and we'll set up a time to talk with you. It can be virtual or, you know, online or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly and online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And so as we build a strong foundation for a sturdy financial house, what happens when you realize there could be a shortfall of income?
Well, it's better to find that out before than after.
That's right? True. So, yeah.
One of the things that a lot of people don't do is they don't sit down and figure out how much their income is. Probably one of the biggest, not lies, not mistruths, but just stuff that we don't really be honest with ourselves, I guess. It's hard to phrase that correctly, but yeah. Everybody thinks they spend way less than they spend. And I have yet to ever beat. I mean, I met one guy who was super, super monstrously analytical, and he spent like 2 weeks figuring out why he had $1,000 more that we figured out he was spending than he calculated. But most people have no clue, and they're usually off by not a little bit. I mean, it's usually 20 to 40% off how much they're spending. So the easiest way to find out reality check spending level is take your last 12 bank statements, add up all the withdrawals, divide by 12. And, you know, if you add up all your withdrawals, divide by 12, that's how much you literally spent in the last 12 months. If you're paying off your credit card, hopefully every month from that checking account, that covers your credit card spending. So that is literally how much money you spent. I mean, my mom was always our chief worrying officer. She was always worried about how we're going to have enough money, how we're going to be able to do this. So that's why our process is worry less wealth. We want to make sure you worry less about your retirement, having fun and enjoying life. So again, if that's something you'd like to take us up on, there's no cost, no obligation for listeners today. You know, we're waiving our planning fee, so all you have to do is give us a call at 800-454-1184. Again, if you give us a call, we'll set up a time, either virtual or in person. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
We are so glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Today, we're talking about building your financial house from the ground up. And after we lay that foundation, then, you know, you have to have the rest of it. You finish it with the walls and the roof. So, Eric, what typically makes up the walls of our financial house?
Well, for my process, I usually like to call that the steady income assets. So this is stuff that is not tied to the stock market, but pays you good income. So this is stuff that you can kind of count on. It's not going to be super exciting, but it's going to be good for you. And definitely when you're needing retirement income, it's the income's there while you're still working. You can reinvest that income and have that money put someplace else. So these can be loan funds, debt funds, real estate funds, different things like that. And most of these are paying 5-7% on a monthly basis, ideally. So, you know, it's a great way to have some income and have some money. Just some money that's going to be there that you can, you know, pretty much count on. You can't say it's guaranteed, so it can have issues and stuff sometimes, but, you know, it's not having the volatility that the stock market's in.
You know, Eric, as we're in our working years, we save and we do invest our money, but that approach is going to differ once we retire. Tell us what typically changes about investing in retirement.
Yeah, so really the weird part about investing is we pretty much have been trained to do it backward. So the 401ks and IRAs of the world, 403bs and 457s, all these different numbers, they basically all say, put everything in the stock market, put everything in the stock market. Now, if you look at a Harvard or Yale endowment fund, or you look at the PERS, you know, the Public Employees Retirement System fund, any of those things, they would never, ever put 100% of their money in the stock market. So why do we do that for our own retirement? It doesn't really make sense, but in a way it's okay because, you know, in your 20s and 30s, you're not going to be touching that money for literally 30 or 40 years. So that's a long time to have that money there. But, you know, as you get older and get, you know, have more money built up, that's when you need to start looking at adding those more foundational assets, adding more of that steady income money. And then really, when you're in that retirement red zone, that 5-10 year time frame out from when you want to retire, that's when it is so critical to start moving those assets into the position to be where they need to be for retirement. You don't want to go, oh, I'm retiring tomorrow, so let's move all my assets today. And oh, by the way, today is a really bad economy or a bad time frame, or, you know, right? It could be another crash or whatever it might be. So, you know, you want to have that time frame in front of you to make those changes. But yeah, once you get that nest egg up to where it's, you know, you're finishing up the accumulation phase, and once you're in distribution, all the rules change. Everything else matters so much different when you're in that distribution phase.
And, you know, there's a couple different paths we could take once we get into retirement with our money. That's where it's kind of hard to figure out, you know, how much of your money needs to be in a conservative, more conservative vehicle, and then where can we afford to take more risk?
Yeah, exactly. And conservative is always one of those fun words to use, right? Because probably back in 1999, you know, a conservative.com stock was only doing 30 or 40%, right? And back in the mid 2000s, real estate would only go up 10 or 15% a year, right? So those were conservative time frames, right? Supposedly. Uh-huh. So yeah, until those things all blew up and and then we realized, no, those were kind of insane expectations.
Wow, yeah.
And so, yeah, so what happens is then if you look at like, say, 2010 after the financial crisis, people wanted almost all their money to be super safe and super conservative. And that's probably also the wrong answer. So, you know, one of the things that you want to do is you want to kind of gradually do this over time. You know, you don't want to just turn on a dime and say, hey, I'm retiring in a week. I'm going to make everything more conservative or something. You know, really what you want to do is you have kind of itemize it out to different buckets of money in a way to think of it is, you know, have some of your money you're probably not going to touch much for 5 or 10 years into retirement. But some you're going to need money right away, and some kind of, you know, you might need a little bit of it. So, you know, you do want to have it allocated that way. As you, you know, get closer to retirement, yeah, you do want to have those foundational assets, those assets that guarantee your money for the rest of your life, or at least guarantee your money from loss. But, you know, they're averaging ideally 3 to 7%. And then you want that steady income money that's paying out 5 to 7%. Then, of course, you have the market money, right? Well, what's the worst part about the market money? What's right? Well, for the last decade or more, it's been the bond funds. I mean, the bond funds have not made hardly anything. If you compare them to inflation, you know, it's probably a break even. And throw in taxes, it's probably a lost money on them. So, again, that's where if you've got some foundational assets, some steady income money, then you could take a little bit more risk on the market money. But again, it only works when you got a plan. If you're just trying to say, hey, I'm going to do this and this and this, and you know, it may come out very poorly because it's kind of like my boys were making a chocolate mousse, and which was impressive, actually. but then they're like, oh, hold on. It says you're supposed to add the after. It's like, dudes, yeah, read the whole recipe first, then you go start putting the steps in. You don't start putting the stuff in and then read the recipe. So,
right.
You know, and it actually turned out pretty good, so I can't complain. But, you know, but still, yeah, sometimes some of those mess ups can be really not so tasty. And so, you know, that's what you want to do is you want to have that recipe, have that plan. And then you also want to know how much risk do you have. And, you know, I mean, unfortunately, not the best way to find out about risk is not to go through a massive downturn and see how much you lose. You know, that's kind of the wrong time frame to be learning that, right? So, you know, what we've done is we actually have this great process that can simulate your assets today, what it would look like, say, in another 08 when the market crashed, or 2013, which was a great year of the market, and really look at all those time frames and say, okay, here's the roller coaster you're on. Here's how big and low it gets. And if you want to be on the kitty roller coaster, but you're the one that does 3 flips and, you know, a massive drop and then goes backward, you know, it's good to know that on before they, you know, latch you in, right? And so, you know, that's one of the things that we can do with this analysis is really kind of tell you how much risk do you have. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's just, are you okay with that kind of risk, right? And so, yeah, if that's something you want to do, you know, we can do this portfolio stress test. Great idea to do that. Information that's super critical to have. So again, if that's something you'd want to do, just give us a call and leave us a message. We'll get back to you on what we would need to get that stress test done. There's no cost, no obligation. Just again, we just need whatever assets you have right now. We'd put that into our system and then we'll send you this great report. So again, it's 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or you can go online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
So we've covered the foundation and the walls, Eric. What makes up the roof of our financial house?
Well, really, that's the growth assets, right? That's the stock market and everything else. That's the stuff that you're, you know, if you want to add another story, that's where you keep growing the money, right? So, I mean, I've been in this business for 30 years and, you know, just over those last 30 years or so, I mean, there's been a lot of upticks and downticks, right? So there, you know, you get the big run-ups and then you get the big crashes and, you know, it ebbs and flows. And, you know, it's really more about asset allocation in terms of asset classes, meaning like, say, in the 2000s, the top items in the 2000s were emerging market stocks, small company stocks, and real estate investment trusts. In the 2010s, it was large company stocks. And, you know, 2020s, who knows, right? Yeah. And so that's the thing that happens is you can pretty much be guaranteed that whatever's the top one is not going to be the top one next year or the year after, right? So, you know, if you wanted to have that blueprint to worry less wealth, if you want to have that process set up to where, again, where we can make sure you can turn those assets into now things that can generate income to make sure you have that retirement you want to have. I mean, we all have a plan. It's just maybe we haven't written it down. We haven't figured out what it is. So we'll tell you what that plan is. We'll go through what your concerns are. And then it's up to you if you want to work with us or not. But again, for anybody who's listening today, we're not charging a fee for this. We're waiving our normal planning fee. 800-454-1184. 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
If something's worth doing, it's worth doing right. There's a particular time of life this phrase couldn't be more appropriate. How can you know you'll live the retirement you've always imagined? After all, life can be so unpredictable. You've worked hard and saved. Watch your accounts go up and down with the market. Your advisor says, don't worry, you'll be fine. But you still don't feel confident. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial has a checklist to help you find out if you're on the right track for retirement. Take his checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Eric can help you address any potential costly mistakes. To get Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial's complimentary checklist, call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. See if you've got it right. Take the checklist challenge today. Call or text LIST to 800-454-1184. Firm offers insurance services. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Welcome back to Wealth Creator Radio. This is Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial, and I've got one of my monthly contributors here, Marilyn Brown Ross of Open Mortgage. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
So you're our reverse mortgage guru and expert, and this is a way to get some tax-free money out of your house, some ways to get it there without having to sell it and pay all those taxes and capital gains, and especially now, lose your Prop 13 tax basis. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, we always have to start this off, I think it seems like always the same way. You know, what it is and what it isn't and what the bank really doesn't get.
Right. Well, everybody has such a terrible opinion of reverse mortgage to this day. When I meet someone new, they go, oh my goodness, that would be great. But however, I don't want the bank to own my house or the lender. And how that got started was back in the 80s when they came into being, that's exactly what happened. The lender would say, you want to do a reverse mortgage? We're going to go on your title. So you went to sell the house, they were your partner. They got half of your equity. But that only lasted such a short period of time, not even a year, but it was so terrible that people to this day still think that the bank owns the house with you. But it is not true. It is a lien, just like when you have a mortgage, let's say with anybody.
Any mortgage or home equity line of credit.
That's right.
Same thing.
It's a lien on the property. Nothing, your title remains the same. A reverse is exactly the same thing. The only difference with a reverse is you don't have to make a payment. And that really helps us as seniors when we're living on a fixed income. You can, if you choose to, you do a reverse mortgage and you come into some money or you have extra money, you can keep that paid down. You don't have to let it go. But the nicest part is something happens and you can't make the payment. No, you're in that house. The only way you can be foreclosed upon is if you do not pay your property tax, homeowner's insurance, and they say keep the house in decent repair. I mean, if you've got holes in the roof and everything's flooding, of course, that's not going to be good.
Not good.
No, but it's really wonderful for people that you can pull money out for any purpose you want. If it's in-home care, if it's just to get rid of your mortgage, anything, you can do anything you want with the money. There's no restrictions on it. And as you wonderfully pointed out, it is tax-free money.
Yeah. And I mean, one thing that I see a lot of times is people Like they'll combine their first and second and, you know, get maybe take some cash out to be able to afford to be retired and other stuff. And it's just like, why don't you just go get a reverse mortgage instead of increasing all this debt to try to live on it? Just get rid of the payment. And then.
And that's right. Because you increase that debt, your payments are going to go up and you're struggling as it is. So it makes no sense to go borrow and have more payments to make when this will take care of it. And the nice part is you can pay it down. There's no prepayment penalties. You can pay it down off. You can make, you come into some money, you pay it down 1 month, you got, hey, I've got an extra $1,000. And then you never make another payment the rest of the loan. I mean, it's just up to you. That's the nicest part.
Yeah. Yeah. And so just requirement wise, you do have to be 62. So it's a little bit different because it's age based,
right.
Not really credit as much, but age based.
Age based. Yes.
And so I know one thing that happened in 2021 that's a positive is the amounts went up, right?
Yes. How the much? Max claim amount went up to $822,375. And it's gone up consistently over the last 5 years. It's been increasing. Oh, I've been in this business 15 years. And when I started, I honestly don't remember the exact amount, but it was in the high 200s, low 300. Yeah, so with time, of course. But now that's the HECM. That's the home equity conversion mortgage.
Not HECMN. But
no, heck, not HECMN. HECM. That is the government-backed loan. And that's the one. It has mortgage insurance on it. It's got everything.
And so, but these are also non-recourse, right? Meaning that you don't have any personal liability if you don't make a payment.
Absolutely. Right? They're non-recourse loans.
So if your house like falls down during an earthquake or whatever, you could walk if you really, you know, if it was that devastated, right? Or a house burnt down and you didn't have insurance, which you're supposed to have. But
of course you. Well, you would have to have insurance.
Yeah, you'd have to have it. But,
yeah, but that would be a requirement. But if, let's say the property values is the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't think it's going to happen, but hey, we never know. Property values fall and you owe more than the house
is worth.
It's okay. You know,
you can walk away, or your beneficiaries can walk away and not owe a dime. And
that's right.
They're not going to go after your other assets, your IRA, your 401ks, or any of that stuff. So
this is a standalone loan. Nothing else is required. It's the lien on the property. So when you do a reverse, if you have a lien on your property, it has to be paid off. That's what the reverse will do. It'll pay off your lien. There may be money left over depending on, you have a small lien on the property. It'll pay it off and you'll have a lot of money. You can leave it in a line of credit. You can take it out. There's several ways to do it. Same with the jumbo.
Mm-hmm. And even for the regular, the government one, there is actually a fixed rate option, because I think that was one of the biggest things that, you know, detractors on reverse mortgages, they were always variable rate, which, of course, with historically low rates, right now they're really cheap. But
very cheap.
But if you do also have an option to lock in if you didn't need that much cash, right? That's
right. Or you could take it all. Well, with a fixed rate on the HECM, you have to take all the money. You can't leave any of it there. So let's say you have $500,000 available and your mortgage is $200,000. The mortgage gets paid off first, and that balance of the $300,000, you have to take it.
Okay.
You have to take it. You can't leave it in. The variable rate, you get the mortgage paid off, and that can stay in a line of credit, and that's got a growth rate to it. It's kind of like a savings account, only, of course, we don't say that. Because for tax consequences, it's just a line of credit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a growth rate. It isn't interest.
So the line of credit gets bigger.
The line of credit gets bigger. Absolutely.
Yeah. And so then that way, you got more options in case you need to, you know, put a new roof on down the road, buy a new car, right?
Right.
Any of those expenses that happen, new fridge, water heater, whatever, all that junk that happens to.
And you don't start accruing interest that you owe until you move it from your line of credit. Just what you said, let's say you need a new roof. I just had to put one on. So. So you move the money from your line of credit into your checking account. That's when you start accruing interest on it. As long as it's in that line of credit, it's got the growth rate. So it's growing while it's there. The minute you move it to use it, that's when you start accruing the interest. So it's really wonderful. People go, wow, I didn't really understand this. I've always heard such negative things. Once I sit down and show it to them on paper, explain it. Then they go, this is really great. And of course, people like you, the financial. In the beginning, 15 years ago, it was like nobody wanted to talk about, you know, oh, those are terrible. But now, boy, we see a lot of the financial advisors and planners are using that as part of the retirement program.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's definitely for a lot of people, they can't, you know, maybe they did a good job saving, but maybe 08, 09, you know, took out some stuff, or they were out of work for a while with COVID or something, and, you know, they had some setbacks. And yeah, the amazing part is if you can get rid of, especially that mortgage payment, if it's, say, you're paying $2,000 or $3,000.
That's huge.
And, you know, to say, to keep the math easy, if it's $2,000, you probably need to take out $3,000 to net the $2,000. In retirement. So it's not really $2,000 mortgage, it's really a $3,000 monthly strain on your portfolio. And so if you don't have to take out that $3,000, wow, yeah. I mean, you know, that's going to be a lot more money there. The money's going to last a lot longer, and
right.
And it doesn't affect your, you know, the growth of your home or anything. Obviously, if the real estate market keeps going up, it's going to keep going up. Yeah, the loan's going to go higher.
Right.
But, you know, if you've got, say, a $1 million house growing at 3% and a reverse mortgage of, you know, 300 growing at even 5%. I mean, the growth rate on that $1 million is still going to be a bigger dollar number.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that's one part that people don't always get. And then obviously the other big, big one for you is, I think, home health care, right? I think you've said before that, what, at least a third, or is,
yes,
it more than a third?
It's,
you think,
more, I think, than,
okay,
because they get sick and nobody wants to go leave their home. And they can't afford, you know, sometimes it's 24-hour-a-day care. A lot of times it's just 8 or 10 hours, but boy, even at that, it racks up.
Oh, it racks up huge amounts of money. I mean, $5,000, $10,000, $15,000 a month is easily paid out on that. And so, you know, that's going to drain a lot of bank accounts or a lot of portfolios. And so, yeah, that's, again, another way to take that money out of the house. So if they wanted to get a hold of you and they wanted to kind of get that more information and get that customized quote, what do they do?
Give me a call. My number is 408-722-0010. 408-722-0010. And you're absolutely right. What I look at myself is just give you the options. I don't try to sell it. I put it all together in an easily read format, go over it, leave it with you, and you decide.
Yeah.
If you call me, great. If you don't, then at least you have your options. You may not need it today, but next year, 2 years.
Yeah, often it's a thing down the road that you,
exactly,
might want to know about. So, yeah. So, again, if you take some time and you know, definitely give her a call. Her link's also on our website at wealthcreatorradio.com. Great to have you.
Thank you. Great being here.
And with that, we'll be right back on Wealth Creator Radio.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hey, we're glad to have you with us today. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. Eric is an independent financial advisor, and Heckman Financial is an independent firm. So we've come to the time in our show now when Eric tells us a wealth success story. And this is always something that is a really good lesson, and it gives us an example to see how things can work out for the best with retirees. So tell us about what you have, the story you have for us today, Eric.
Well, you know, it's just a client who was planning ahead a little bit. Probably should have planned ahead a lot more, but, you know, too late sometimes. You know, basically, he wanted to get that dream retirement house, and they wanted to retire down in the Monterey area. And about a year, year and a half before he was about to retire, we realized he had individual stock in his 401k that we were able to then roll out and get a special tax treatment on. He had some after-tax money in his 401k that we were able to roll that to a Roth, and then now that money's growing tax-free. Unfortunately, had he done that like 5 or 10 years ago, it could have been tax-free all that time, but that was before he met me. And, you know, and so just doing that planning, all these little things, you know, we were able to pick up a lot of tax savings, you know, out of that retirement account. So the nice thing was by doing that planning a little bit ahead of time, we were able to find him some huge tax savings in his retirement plan by just looking at this specialty tax law that's around anytime you have individual company stock in your retirement plan. There's some very specific rules, and you really want to know those. A lot of people don't, and then they blow that. And then these after-tax monies. You know, if you have after-tax money in your 401k, so this is money you put in without getting a tax benefit for funding it. We're not talking this is Roth contributions. These are what they call a specialty kind of thing of just, you know, post-tax money. Those can be converted to Roth, and then that future money grows tax-free. And so, you know, these are those little kind of things that a TurboTax type of program or, you know, some online, you know, wealth advice thing is not going to pick up or catch. You know, those are things that people don't really necessarily know that much about. They don't focus on it. And if that financial advisor doesn't know taxes and doesn't have any training in taxes, they're not going to necessarily know about it either. So, you know, that's one of the things that we love to do is when we're finding these little tiny changes that could literally save, well, in his case, probably saved almost six figures in taxes.
Wow.
You know, so it was a big, big benefit for him long term. And, you know, so that's something that we're here for you. If you want us to help you create that blueprint to worry less wealth, that income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and legacy plan. So if you wanted to get this going, this is the time to do it. We can do it virtually on the phone or in person. Again, give us a call, 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
When it comes to your retirement, your money matters. Text CHECKLIST today to 800-454-1184. That's CHECKLIST to 800-454-1184.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.